Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello, all the best people I know. That would be you, whether you're listening live or on replay or iTunes, wherever you are in the world, morning, afternoon, or evening. We love and appreciate you being here. Hey, we are at almost, we're almost at 24,000 listeners now. I am so jazzed, and I can't thank you. Feeling the love hugs through the airwaves. Our show is coming up on a year, and I cannot thank you enough for making us so top-rated. So thanks for sharing the show with a friend. We are committed to bringing you the best people that are making a difference, that are walking their talk and help you be your best in practical ways. So at the end of the show, the goal is always like, wow, I am so glad I listened in. Today we have Paul Gilbertson, who's doing some amazing things, really going to inspire you. Reach a Child is making a difference in the world, perfect for starting the school year, and also to making you committed to being the best that you were created to be, because Paul's story is going to inspire you. He took an idea, an experience like we all have in our life, and he's making a difference with it. He's having fun, too. Isn't that what it's all about? Because we help each other. Before I bring him on air and read his bio, I just want to remind you, if you want the updates for all the people that are coming for the month, go to my website, Green Sky and Bluegrass, all one word, and bluegrass.com. On the right-hand side, there's a green box. It's a sign-up for the monthly motivation news, and you can do that. You'll get those. You can get them from BTR on the updates if you're a BTR member. And also, my last housekeeping detail, Call-In Coaching by Popular Demand is starting next month, so you can find out about that on the website and sign up and get all those details. It's going to be free, fun. It's going to be great. Okay, so excited to have Paul with us. In 2007... children's book author Paul Gilbertson and his wife, Chris, wanted to find a way to help children who are unfortunate victims of crisis. Out of his own personal experience trying to help children in crisis, the REACH, R-E-A-C-H, A Child Backpackets program was born. This initiative centers around providing approximately 10 to 12 various children books to officers and first responders in a red backpack for them to give to children that they see at the scene of an accident, fire, domestic disturbance, or other traumatic situations. Currently, these red backpacks are in over 15,000 squad cars in ambulances throughout Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, Michigan, Nebraska, and California. Within Paul's first 2 years, he and his wife have donated over 175,000 children's books to children in crisis situations with the help of these first responders, police, sheriff, state patrol officers. Likewise, they also have a wait list for over 2,000 squad cars and EMS ambulances in over 15 states wanting to get involved in the backpack programs they've created. You got to be part of this movement. It's awesome. Go to www.reachachild.org. And it is my privilege and pleasure to welcome Paul Gilbertson. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, good morning, Deb. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I love what you're doing. I love you have such a great following. You're making such a huge difference. That's what it's all about. Tell listeners how you came up with this idea for Reach a Child.
Well, that's a great question, because back in 1999, just to give you a little history on everything, I'm a father of four children, and my wife is a nurse here in Madison, Wisconsin, and it was on a Saturday morning that two of my kids were watching a Beavis and Butthead cartoon, and I was thinking there's got to be something better for kids than a Beavis and Butthead, so I took the two of them aside, and I said, what would you like to hold in the palm of your hand? One of them said a teddy bear, and the other one said an angel. And I said, what? I'll take the wings and the halo off the angel, put them on the teddy bear, and I'll write you a story about him being the rescuer. And really, this is how it all started. I began going, I dropped off the deep end. I was building homes at the time, owned a building company, and we were building parade homes and that sort of thing. And I went off the deep end for 6 months and wrote 20 different children's stories about various animals with wings and a halo, all the rescuers and the stories. And I thought, why not try and get one published? So we went that route, and sure enough, one of the an individual buying one of my spec houses at the time happened to be an artist, and I made him a deal. I finished off a bonus room. He did the artwork. You know, I had all these watercolor paintings. I said, I better do something with them before I spill coffee on them. So I went ahead and sent out manuscripts all over the country and tried to get it published the conventional way by having some published house pick and run with you. And after about 99 letters of rejection, I said, well, I guess I'll have to do this myself. So we published the first one back in 1999. In 2000, we launched it into all the Walgreens stores and all the Precious Moments stores, and it was actually selling. And we were thrilled. But then I realized all the work that goes into it. You have to get out and market yourself, go across the country traveling and doing book signings and all that. And I thought, you know, with my four children, they were all probably grade school and the like. And I said, I don't really feel like being an absentee dad. Maybe I'll do this some point later in life. So I got heavily involved in my real estate projects, and we ended up building some huge condominium golf course-related projects around Wisconsin Dells, and that ran like crazy for about 5 years, and then when the market, as everyone knows, the Great Recession hit, I looked in the mirror one day and said, what do you want to do the rest of your life? And that's when I thought about resurrecting this children's book writing idea. So if I flew to New York for a national convention for authors and illustrators, and it was at that time that we were inspired at the memorial at 9/11. The memorial area they have there had some crayon drawings that children had done posted on a wall. And my wife and I were looking at these going, man, every one of these kids are traumatized the rest of their life from that one event. And there I am the next day going to the Javits Center in New York, big expo center, biggest book world expo. And I think, what do they all do with the leftover kids' books? Why doesn't someone give books to children in a moment of a crisis to shift their focus to something positive? And, Deb, that is where the ideas start.
And, you know, I'm sure everybody listening feels the same as me. My heart is like, oh, wow, what a story. I mean, there's just so many things about what you're doing. You know, you had this idea, which is amazing, to create all these books and write about them. How many times do we get presented with an opportunity and we don't follow through on our heart like you did? And who knew that you would go back to the building and the construction, but then resurrecting these books and reframing it in a completely new way through the experience of looking at those pictures with 9/11 children and the trauma and thinking about the book expo. I mean, it's just amazing how all these events tie together to what you're doing right now, and nothing is wasted, but you really followed through and you're making an impact. You're making a difference. And there's nobody I've interviewed on this radio show. It just amazes me. The people that are really the happiest, the people that are making the biggest impact, are giving more away than they ever expect to receive. And it's just amazing. And your story echoes that so beautifully. What is some of the special things that you would like listeners to know about the impact that your program is having on people right now in everyday life? Because we can all be part of your effort, Reach a Child. In fact, Candy O'Donnell is in the chat room, and she's an ambassador for you, and she has a great radio show, so I have to give a plug to Candy O'Donnell's radio show. She has a lot of authors, and she's got a great show, so find her on BTR as well. But tell us about the impact.
Well, you know, I get my correspondence from the different officers that have handed out children's books. They'll oftentimes send me an email, and they'll send me the story on the email, and I'll read through those, and I'll go, man, this is awesome, the way it can change a crying child in the back seat of a car. Officer hands a mother a backpack of books and shares it with the kids, and a minute later they're both laughing about something in the books. But there was one particular story I like to tell everyone that I talk to, because it happened to me personally when I actually, my wife and I, were on our way to Eau Claire, northern Wisconsin, to watch my daughter's soccer game. She plays up there. And we stopped in Wisconsin Dells to get gas, and a couple pumps over from me was a state trooper vehicle. I walked over, tapped on his window. I said, "Excuse me, officer, do you know a friend of mine?" I mentioned his name, and he goes, "Yeah, he's my boss. How do you know him?" He steps out of his vehicle. I said, "Well, he helped us start a backpack program where we hand backpacks to law enforcement people like yourself so they can give a book to a child at the scene of an accident, a domestic crisis, a fire, or wherever you see children in crisis situations." And I asked him point blank, "By the way, do you have a backpack in your squad car?" He looks at me and goes, "You know what? I'm all out of children's books, but do I have a story for you?" And this is the story he told me. He said, "Last Christmas Day, I was called to the scene of a rollover of an F-150 extended cab pickup truck. It had four occupants on the vehicle, a mother driving, husband in the passenger seat, a grandmother behind the husband in the extended cab part, and a granddaughter behind the mother in the extended cab part." He said when he got to the scene of the accident, the snow was blowing across the interstate, quite icy. The closer he got to the crash scene, he could see that the truck had rolled several times. And when he got out of his squad, he walked over and he saw that the grandmother had been expelled from the vehicle and died right at the scene. And he looked over in a snowbank and saw this little girl standing there in shock and speechless. And he walked to his squad, pulled out the backpack of children's books, walked over to that little girl, knelt down next to her and opened up the backpack, and said to that girl, "Would you like a children's book?" And he looked at me and said, "It changed her entire being." She went from reaching into the backpack, pulling out the books, looked at the officer and said, "Do you mind if I take some of these with me on the ambulance with the mom and dad, because we're going to the hospital?" And he says, "Of course." And this officer, he's about 6'2", I guess he had a tear in the side of his cheek rolling down. He said, "I bet this is what you're hoping this program was going to do, isn't it?" And I was about in tears. I said, "This is exactly what I want this to do." And I said, "Can you write me that story?" Because my wife is waving at me and kind of, "Let's keep going." I said, "Can you send me that story? Can you email me that story?" He looks at me and says, "No, I can't. It makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up just telling you that story." He gets in his squad car. I said, "Do you mind if I share that story?" He goes, "Go right ahead." He pulls out of there. I walk over to my car where my wife is at. She's asking me, "What was that all about?" I said, "Honey, I am so glad we're doing what we're doing, because not only is it making a difference in the lives of children that we'll never meet, we'll never see, but also in those officers administering this program, it helps them connect with children, it helps their lives know that they're making a difference themselves in the children that they're reaching out to." And so I'll tell you, it's moments like that that make me so happy that we've implemented this. It's now 4 years old. As of August 16th, we just turned 4 years old, and we are expanding to so many different areas now with this program. It's incredible.
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, there's so many elements to your story that I think we can all be inspired and learn from. It's the fact that you are making a difference with these children. And as you said, you're helping the first responders actually do their job that much better, because now they have a segue. Now they have something to grab. They have, as you said, it changes gears in the minds from the trauma to something else. I mean, there's just so many good fruits coming from your efforts. But, you know, the other part of your story, and we have a lot of entrepreneurs and people that listen that have their own businesses or want to start their own businesses. And I think you bring an element of really creating something out of nothing but really a desire and a vision and seeing a need, and you creatively creating a solution to a problem. And this has become, you know, a life work. It's almost like a vocation in a way. But, you know, listening to you talk about getting into Walgreens and all the different stores, is there something that you would like to say to someone who has a desire in their heart to make a difference, to start a business, what could you tell them? Because it is amazing what you've done.
Well, thanks, Deb. I'm flat, but I would tell them to stay focused and to not give up and to go after your dreams. Set your goals and set the bar high. Because I always said to myself, you know, irregardless of how this program turned, I can always go back to, you know, I'm selling condominiums and all that stuff. I can always go back to what I already know how to do. But here, I'd like to do something. I tell you, I used to work to make money and make a living. Now I work to make a difference. And I spend all my time 24/7 just out there in the nonprofit sector. I am being tugged in different directions, and that's how some of our latest programs have evolved and become new initiatives. Just in December of last year, a friend of mine who I hadn't talked to since practically college days Googled me to see what I was up to, and lo and behold, he's a jail administrator at Burnett County Jail. And he said, Paul, what you're doing, reaching kids in crisis on the street? We'd love to have that book program in our jail facility because, did you know, illiteracy is rampant in inmates. 70% of inmates across America have less than a third grade reading level or are illiterate. And their children are 6 times more likely to be incarcerated as adults when compared to the kid next door. And I'm thinking, you know, apples don't fall far from the tree. And I'm thinking, it's all about literacy. If you can't read, you can't write, you can't keep jobs, you're going to still provide for your family. And I'm thinking, why hasn't the government done something to break that cycle of illiteracy? And it was amazing. I talked with Terry, this jail administrator. We were interviewed in Minneapolis 2 weeks ago. They said, you know, Paul, today I have 28 inmates in my jail. 4 of them, one is a father, 2 sons, and a daughter, all in jail. And I think, wow. Talk about the need for a program that will hopefully engage children in the benefits of literacy and becoming literate and be able to read and get confidence and not be the last student in line for the spelling bee, you know, or something of that nature. You know, just giving kids an opportunity to change their stars so they don't end up like their parents incarcerated as adults. That's just one program we just started in December, and it's now been endorsed by the state of Wisconsin. We're in 20 jail facilities, 20 prisons and county jails, and already in the month of July, we just kicked it off July, one facility has already given away over 500 children's books, one facility, 1,500 inmates. You know, it's amazing how huge this program can it'll explode.
Oh, it's got a life of its own, and I just want to encourage people listening, reachachild.org. You have to go to Paul's website. He and his wife have just created an absolute, fabulous, phenomenal, it's colorful, it's quality content, it's all different ways to connect. There's all sorts of media. I love your logo with the book, with the wings and all the colors, events, partners, media, volunteers, about us, contact us, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, you're there. Let people know who have really been touched by what you've said, how they can get involved in helping you and their effort. And then we'll talk a little bit, about your vision and what's happening in the future, because I know you have some other things planned, although this just taking off in July with the prisons is very exciting. But let people know how the average person listening or a friend or, you know, people that, if I'm telling you, the best way to get out of depression is to volunteer. The more you do for somebody else, the person you end up helping most times is not the person that you're trying to help, it's you. You know, I mean, we only, you know, whatever you give sticks to you first. And I think that, you know, right now with the economy and things going on in life, and, you know, there's just, I can't even watch the news anymore. It just really bums me out. But I think that this is a great opportunity for people to not only help someone else, but to help themselves. So tell us how we can get involved in connecting with you.
Well, one of the simplest things to do, Deb, and everyone can do this in their own community, is to talk to someone who's a first responder, either your police chief, and he'll direct you to who their community liaison person is, or your fire chief, or your ambulance driver, or the sheriff that happens to come through your town, or the state trooper who's got his squad in the driveway, and say, hey, how would you like to get a backpack filled with children's books that you can give to children one book at a time? You know, age book when you see them at the scene of an accident. I mean, it doesn't take rocket science to figure out what we're doing is a simple concept. We're just adding a tool for an officer to engage a child in something positive, to shift from a negative situation into a positive. And I asked people to do three things. One is to contact first responders. The second thing is they could do a book drive, a local book in their own community, to gather gently used children's books. We call it actually a buck and a book drive, because we need funding to buy backpacks and pay for shipping costs, office expenses, stuff. But it's not difficult to garnish books for the community, gather books, and before you know it, we can ship out backpacks to you. We can ship out the stickers that we put on the books, and they can go ahead and distribute those right in their own community. And we ask them also to do a third thing. Do some sort of, when you're your typical funder, if you're a PTA group or a church group, you're always doing car washes, some kind of fundraising element. Well, add Reach a Child to that. When you have a golf outing, for example, why don't you, on one hole, the closest to the pin for $5 donation to Reach a Child helps fund that program? Because we need those funds to expand not only in your community, but in the community next door. And so those are three things that anyone across the country listening today could say, hey, I can do that. That's not too tough. And what we're looking to do is, because we've figured out that the cost for a program per department anywhere in the country is roughly $500 a year. And that's for unlimited books for that department, the backpacks, the whole program. And it's not too tough to get a Kiwanis Club, a Rotary Club, an Optimist Club, a Lions Club, some service group to go, hey, I'd like to have this program in our community. How do we get it going? And this is all it costs is $500. And so we're trying to make it the entry into it nominal, that anyone can afford to do it. And the implications are that we're trying to, I could easily, we have a warehouse right now in Middleton, Wisconsin, with over 300,000 brand new children's books. And I could put all of them in a backpack and ship them out to all the police departments all over the country. But in 6 months, when the last book is given out, there's no one there to sustain the program, to keep it going. And so what we're trying to do is establish in each community someone who's willing to step up to the plate and go, hey, I will take this and I will make sure this program lasts forever.
Wow, I'm telling you, and I'm looking at the map, so when everybody goes to your website, I just love your website. It's just like it's such a happy place. And you have
well,
your state, and you have all the maps, you know, and I've got to get this started in the Massachusetts area, because this is something that Boston, you know, we've got so many great cities in our state, and it's just so much that it can be done. And I know I work with youth in my parish, and what a great way to get them involved in service. Our parish program requires some service, but this is just such an opportunity for everybody, you know, anywhere, anyhow, any day. This is just brilliant. I mean, there's just no way that any of us can't give a little bit of time to this and make a difference. And again, you did what was confronted to you. You were present in the moment to really listen to the needs that were being presented to you. And somebody right now, I know, has something in their heart that's been presented to them, because we all help each other. We all have unique gifts. We all have unique talents. You know, not doing the compare and despair, just really trying to shine our own kind of one-of-a-kind brilliance. That's what's going to make a difference in the world, and that's how we're all going to get what we want, which is happiness, peace, you know, being prosperous can come in a lot of other ways besides just the money. But what I love about your story is it doesn't take a lot of money to make a priceless difference.
Right, exactly, Deb. It more or less takes just doing some small thing. You know, and that's when I talk to Rotary Clubs, Kiwanis, and the like, I say, oh, if everyone in this room would just do one small thing to help this program, we could become a national program in the next 24 months. Because what I've been hoping to find is to partner with some of these big national companies that are already out there, like Ford Motor, for example. You know, wouldn't it be great to every Ford dealer in the country all of a sudden said, hey, to the general public in their community, hey, why don't you come and drop off your gently used children's books at your local Ford dealer, and we will give these books to the local law enforcement who will give them out to kids in crisis right in your own community. You know, that's all it takes is someone to step up on a national scale. All of a sudden, boom, we would be enormous, and every child in every situation of crisis would have the availability of an officer coming up to them and offering them a children's book. That is my goal. My goal is to take this program in the next 24 months to make it a national initiative, and I've been trying desperately to find a national spokesperson, someone that could send out a Twitter and a million people see it, and all of a sudden they go, hey, I could do something to help that program. And then the next thing you know, my 10-year goal is to be a global program where every available book that's sitting on somebody's shelf somewhere is given out to kids in crisis because it works. It helps their focus in a situation that they're sitting there watching it all happen. Book is contrary to what a teddy bear may do. A teddy bear, you can grab and hold it, but you're still seeing everything going on around you. With a children's book, you're actually aging, and you're, if it's a Mark Twain or Huck Finn, you're down the Mississippi River in your mind, and you're not there in that crisis situation.
And I think that part of the technology is, you know, I love technology. I think it's great. Hey, we'll get Matt Damon on to do the Twitters about Reach a Child. We'll have him as your spokesperson. We'll get a lot. There's got to be so many people that we can get to bring this to the next level to make your vision, you know, really come true, because there's absolutely no way that it's not going to happen. But I really think that the imagination, you know,
that's exactly
what
right.
books do, you know, in holding them. I mean, we live in this age of technology where it's like, you know, the movies think for us. They, you know, the media, everything does it for us, and we forget how to exercise our mind, our thoughts, our dreams, our own visions and imagination. And it's just so wonderful that your program really plants seeds to create the next generation in so many ways that we can't even probably anticipate. But I know that your feedback is phenomenal. I just want people to know that you have a lot of, you know, NBC interviews, CBS, all different morning shows that you've been on. You have a great media page. You have a lot of people supporting you, and going to reachachild.org is a place to get connected with you, contact us, give your email and all that. Any final thoughts as we close here for somebody who, you know, just anything that you would like to say as a parting thought to somebody listening right now?
Well, I would say go with your gut feeling on whatever you're contemplating at the time, whether it's to start your own. And believe me, collaboration is where it's all at, because I single-handedly cannot make this program become a national initiative unless I engage with everyone out there in the community. So we are doing everything under our power to collaborate. We just met with the looking at possibly adapting our program into their program, making it an outreach for them as well. I don't have any egos. I just want this program to get out there. Whoever gets it, whoever helps us take it to the next level. I didn't even get a chance to talk, Deb, about a new ER program we've just launched, too. We've been test-piloting it for a year, and we have St. Mary's Hospital in Madison, Wisconsin, that's been giving children's books to every child that comes into an emergency room for the past year.
Yep.
Sitting there waiting, and your mother...
You're cutting out just a little bit, Paul.
Oh, sorry.
You were just cutting out just a little bit. So you said that you had just started a program with hospitals in the emergency rooms, you said, were
correct.
Giving out books, and then we lost you a little bit. So can you just recap that for us in a second here?
I sure can. What we're trying to do, Deb, is to raise the bar of service to children in different situations. Emergency rooms is a great example, because currently when you come into an emergency room, if you're in the state of distress and you've got a children with you, and oftentimes they're as frightful as you are if you're the victim of an accident. So we're offering at St. Mary's Hospital, the first hospital in the country, every child that walks in there gets a children's book from our program. And we also just launched just launched a district attorney's program. I had no idea that district attorneys were even engaging children. And I had a gentleman come up to me after I talked at a Rotary Club. And he said, "Hey, Paul, I need this program in my office." I said, "What do you do?" "I'm the district attorney. We have kids come in that have to be taped, videotaped, or recorded for their testimonial of being abused, and it's a scary, frightening situation. They do it in the district attorney's office so they don't have to appear in a courtroom in front of a whole group of people." He said, "It'd be great to give books to these kids, help them shift their focus to something positive." I said, "What a great idea." So we're in the startup process of initiating that program statewide in Wisconsin. This district attorney teaches other district attorneys about their job. He said, "It'd be great to be able to just add this as an element to what we do." So what we're trying to do is just raise the bar on service to children across the country because, you know, they're the ones oftentimes falling through the cracks. We're just trying to make a little difference, child at a time.
You know, I mean, it just is overwhelming to me, breathtaking in a positive way, all of the areas that your vision really applies to. I would never have thought for the district attorney, but really any type of traumatic situation where, you know, an emergency room, but the district attorney dealing with the kids, I mean, this is such a gift. And what better investment than our children and our future?
Yeah.
And look at all the great people that we can connect with. If we all listening, if there was one person in every state, and I'm going to start with Massachusetts for you here, you know, walking the talk. I love it. And the idea that how many, I mean, don't you just love us, the energy, just on our show and being connected and meeting other like-minded people who want to focus on positive things instead of negative things, feeding ourselves good mind vitamins that brings our heart, our thoughts, our actions, you know, into positive energy, great synchronicity. The gift that keeps on giving, Paul, you are definitely in the Best People We Know Club. We are just so loving you and what you're doing and what Chris is doing, your wife as well. And I think it's just marvelous that you have a great marriage that is committed to making a difference in other people's families and lives. And just give out to listeners. And I'll have to get with you after the show again, because I've got to do this as well, everybody, because we're all going to do this together so we can connect with Paul and make a difference in a positive way. How people can connect with you, your website, your email address. I think you have a toll-free number. Mm-hmm. Let us get started and do it now.
Well, thanks. That'd be great, because I'm looking forward to seeing this program just flourish, because it's such a needed program, isn't it? And I'm surprised no one has thought of this before, because I kind of stumbled upon it. In fact, you know, the literacy component, we didn't even talk about that. But I remember the first radio interview I ever did, the woman who interviewed me was so enamored with the literacy component. She said, "You know, some of the kids, this will be the first book they've ever owned in their life." And I remember when I first heard that, I said, "Oh, you got to be kidding me." Then 2 weeks later, I got an email talking about a detective that went into an apartment building with 9 children, 2 adults, no TV, no books. They were sleeping on mattresses on the floor. She went to her squad, grabbed the backpack of books and some blankets from Land's End, gave them to the children, the first books they ever owned. And I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. You know, we're so fortunate ourselves. I have 4 children. They're all blessed with smarts and intelligence and the ability to make their own decisions in life. And I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great to give every child that opportunity? And that's kind of what this program is all about.
You know, people, so many people, and this is why I just love this. I love my own radio show so much. I hope everybody else enjoys it too. Because it is so overwhelming to think. Just pause for a minute. We take so many things for granted. And listening to you and that story that you just shared, wow. I mean, we forget that just because something is common and everyday familiar to us doesn't necessarily mean it is to somebody else. And really, I think that the volunteering, and I can hear it in your voice, in your energy level, that, you know, you're being helped tremendously. Not only the kids and the workers and the DAs and the emergency room workers and the policemen and, you know, all of these children, but think of how much better it's made your life. And how
Absolutely.
It sounds as though you've received some of the greatest gifts that you've been giving.
Oh, absolutely, Deb. I couldn't be in a happier place, you know, and every day I don't have to worry about feeling bad about going to work because I work 24/7. Every time the phone rings, I'm talking about our program and trying to engage other people in getting them involved. Because together, it's something fantastic. All by myself, it's absolutely just an idea.
Yeah, and that's the whole, and that's when you said earlier, and it really struck me, you said, I'm surprised somebody else didn't have this idea before. But, you know, Paul, I think probably, you know, a lot of people had that idea, but the difference between an idea and it manifesting is somebody that takes a minute to put it into a tangible action. And that's the difference. That's the difference between, you know, people that make a huge difference in the world in a powerful way and the people that just think about it. You know, you have to put it into action and get out there and try it. And you have definitely mm-hmm. done that. And I know you've inspired so many of us to take that action. And we can join with you. And we can also follow through on the ideas and the talents that we have for our own unique projects. But, you know, this is great. I want you again to give out how people can connect with you.
Oh, absolutely. Just go to our website. It's the easiest way. Or my email, if you want to write that down, is paul.gilbertson@reachachild.org. And I get those personally. They come right to my computer screen. In fact, I'm sitting in front of it right now. So what I'd love to do, a lot of your listeners that are out there, just have them write that down and send me something, and we'll get them on our radar so we know that they have at least an interest in doing something, and we'll make it as easy for them to get involved as we possibly can.
You know, there's a very busy chat room, and I just want to thank everybody for being so involved. There was a couple of questions before we go. Donations. We had somebody in the chat room asking about how to do that. Debbie Daly was asking about that, and I think that you have a place for that on your website, correct?
Yes, we do. We have a donate icon that they can just click on, and that'll be through the PayPal program. They'll be able to make a donation online, or you could easily send us a check to our P.O. Box. That's 133 Madison, Wisconsin, 53701. Pretty simple, and it's right on our website on our Contact Us page as well. So anyway, any way they can do it, any way they can help out is much appreciated by all of us on this end.
Yeah, and Debbie's making the comment that she has probably about 400 books that she could get started with now. And, of course, Candy O'Donnell is already working for you. And Lori and Jim and Miss Pretty and some other people in the chat room are really singing your praises. Now, I have a couple of other people that are listening that also have their own radio shows on different internet radio. So if they wanted to have you as a guest, to share your shine, they could contact you directly as well.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I could even hand out my cell phone number if they want to call me today. It's 608-345-7074. And that's the one I'm talking to you on today, Deb, so they can just get a hold of me. Maybe my battery will be dead shortly, but I'll recharge.
That's okay. Well, but we're going to find you, and I have to talk to you as well because I really want to talk to you about getting something started out here in the Boston area, so I'm looking forward to that. Maybe I'll wait to call you till tomorrow so that the other people can get through to you right now.
Okay,
but
that would be great. I'm looking forward to it. It'd be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Look at Lori's in there going, awesome. And I love the icons on BTR. People do the kisses and the hearts and the little smiley faces. What a great guest you've been. What a great blessing you are to the world. It's just a pleasure to have had you on. And I know that you'll be back again. And I'm looking forward to working with you. And I know so many other people are touched by today's show. And if you have been touched as much as I have, this is the way that you keep us going and growing on the Best People We Know radio show. Share this show with a friend. Make sure that if you have a connection, maybe you know, hey, maybe you have one of those media spokesperson. Maybe you have some connection at Ford. Maybe you know Matt Damon. Maybe you have a radio show. Maybe your school. Maybe you work in a hospital. Hey, make a difference. Or maybe you know somebody that does. Take this show. Forward the link to them, go to iTunes, download it to your mobile device, bring it, post it on your website, tweet about it, put it on your Facebook, share this show with others. That's how we keep things going and growing. That's what we do. We have to help each other to make a difference. And really, ultimately, we are the ones that get more rewards, I think, than even the people that we share this with. But thank you for making such a difference, Paul Gilbertson, and to your wife, Chris, and Reach a Child. Just phenomenal what you're doing. What an inspiration. What a blessing. God, love sprinkles over you. We are just, you are wonderful. Thank you for everything.
Well, thanks for having me on the show this morning, Deb. This is one way that we can get the word out, so I'm certainly indebted to you, so I appreciate your time and bringing us on today.
Oh, well, listen, it's our pleasure. I'm telling you, Mutual Admiration Society and the Best People We Know Club, and I know for sure that there's going to be some other radio guests calling you so that we can continue to get your message out. And go to reachachild.org to the website, and again, you can call Paul toll-free, and his phone number is 866-992-6324. I'm sorry. All right, well, I can't believe we have another show tonight. We have, back by popular demand, Dr. Toni Petrinovich. She's talking about all this stuff going on with 2012 and, you know, getting beyond the chaos. And you can speak with her live at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And then we have shows tomorrow and Thursday. And I hope that you'll join us and bring a friend. And thank you so much. We appreciate you. Without you, we would not have a show. And I wouldn't be able to bring you great guests like Paul Gilbertson. So thank you very much. Go out and make it a beautiful, blessed day. Get involved with Paul. Reach a child. Make a difference. And in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, I always love to close with his famous quote, "Be yourself because everybody else is already taken." Go out and make it a great day. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.